Welcome back to the Community Corner on KWHR. So I should say good morning from the Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7, Craig Montana. Always being joined in studio with someone from the area. There's about events happening for you to take part in, and a lot of good stuff coming up here in the very near future, getting into the holiday season and more. But today, we've got our very special guest today with us, and that's going to be Paige Michelle from the Washington County Chamber of Commerce, president and CEO, and I guess CFO, and everything else in between. All the monikers for you.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so we haven't talked in a while. How have you been? This is the last time we talked to you.
Doing great.
Good. And you guys just staying busy at the chamber?
Yes. Lots going on.
All right. And, of course, you guys just going to continue into the year. Coming up, first off, this Thursday, you guys got the Connect After 5 event. You guys do this every month.
That's right. This Thursday is our monthly Connect After 5 event, and it's being hosted at Cruzy Village. And I hope people will come out. They'll have a fire going in the fire pit if the weather will be just right to gather, lots of good food and mingling. It's also the same night as the business after hours that the Chapel Hill Chamber is hosting. And I think that people can really maximize this night, you know, get in the zone, come on out to network and hit both events.
There you go.
And really make a lot of contacts this Thursday.
All right. And talk about the people that may not have not been to a chamber event like this yet. What kind of things go on?
It's very casual, the after-hours events. They're hosted at different businesses around the community. They're free for chamber members and their employees. And come on in, and there'll be someone at the door, probably two people, our Blue Blazers volunteers, to greet you, to say welcome, sign in, let us know you're here, drop a business card in the bowl to win some door prizes. There's always good things. And then they can point out where to go for drinks, a little food, and where people are standing and networking. Just bring a handful of business cards, talk to as many people as you're comfortable with, and depart. It's pretty simple. Some people spend 20 minutes. Some people spend the entire 2 hours. It's come and go. It's very, very casual.
All right. Just kind of just go in, just kind of meet some people, and, you know,
that's
it.
There'll be people at the door to be the first person you can talk to and welcome you and make you comfortable.
All right. There we go. And, of course, you guys are rolling in that this week. And then coming up very quickly, we're getting into the holiday season.
That's
so you guys
right.
got a lot of things happening that you're going to be pushing for the
yes.
for the folks here.
People are already making their shopping lists. People are probably already getting a lot done. In fact, statistics say that most people make their major buying decisions by Black Friday. And so Small Business Saturday was set up a few years ago, and we're promoting that. We really want people to shop local first for the holidays. There are so many amazing places to shop in Washington County and even just beyond our borders, from Chapel Hill to Independence, Washington, Burton, and then all around Brenham. There's a lot that you can find for people on your list. Unique gifts, local gifts. And that's really a trend right now. People want to do that. So by all means, check the Chamber website. There's all the categories listed that you can look around and see who, you know, who's operating, what are their hours. There's also holiday hot deals promoted on the Chamber website. There's a section on the homepage, a button that says hot deals, and you can go there. And every day, Chamber members are listing more items. So Small Business Saturday is on November 23rd. That's the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend, and people should plan to, it's the 24th. It's the Saturday. That's right. They should plan to get out with their family and friends and make an impact on their local economy, on their community. These shop owners are their friends, neighbors, even family members. So we know that you can't make all of your purchases in Washington County. We hear that a lot, but we want you to check it first. You know, take a look around, shop local first, and then see what you can do.
And you never know what you're going to find either. You know,
that's
it's like,
right.
Oh, I didn't know this is better than what I had.
That is exactly right. And a lot of times people will go out of town to stroll around some other distant community and randomly shop and find cool things. Well, do that at home this month. Make it a point because people are coming here from all over. They rave about Washington County retail outlets. And so we really want our local community citizens to do the same thing.
All right. And you mentioned the hot deals. It's kind of what are those?
That's like a coupon online that local businesses take the time to create. They're making special offers, extra special offers this time of year. And so if you go to www.brenhamtexas.com, that's the chamber website, on the homepage, towards the bottom, is a button that says Hot Deals. You click on that, and that will take you to the listing of these online coupons. And you can either just show them on your phone or print them out if you like, and they will get you some extra special deals.
Saving money, right?
That's right. That's right.
That's important. As I mentioned this morning, mm-hmm. it's important to save money this time of year especially.
That's right. I will also say, look at the calendar, because a lot of locations are having special holiday receptions this time of year. And so you can go out and have a little fun. There'll be live music, maybe some refreshments, and that makes for a very special day, too.
A lot of places, I know some of these places that they'll have, you can go visit, you know, one of those Santa Clauses that they're
right.
going to have. So, and there you go. So, mm-hmm. that probably listed on there as well.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so that's all coming up very quickly next week with Thanksgiving and everything. And that Small Town Saturday is just that one day, right?
The Downtown Stroller or Small Business Saturday.
Small Business Saturday.
Yes. Is that one day, the promotion, the effort is for that day to mm-hmm. take that time. But really, we want the whole season, mm-hmm. starting now, mm-hmm. for people, local people, to shop small. Check their local retail outlets first.
All right. And, of course, we get out of things, you ride into the Christmas shopping season. And mm-hmm. what other things are you guys got coming up here in the very near future? After Thanksgiving.
Well, when your family and friends are visiting over the holidays, Brenham, Washington County is a place a lot of people come to for the holidays to see mom or grandma or relatives. There is a special trail called Adventure 290. And you can find this on Facebook. It's on the Chamber website. And what it is the towns all along Highway 290 between Houston and Austin have gathered together to promote themselves. And we've created a special little scavenger hunt that you can do at any time of day, even if the shops are not open, which sometimes happens in small towns on a Sunday afternoon when you're out and about taking a drive. But the whole point of this, it does help you to take a really scenic drive from end to end, starting in Chapel Hill, weaving through Brenham, Burton and Carmine, then Giddings, Page, McDade, and Elgin, and back. And the passport is online. You can also stop into the chamber in any of these towns and here in Brenham and pick one up. But there'll be a little trivia question to answer in each town. And it's something like it will direct you to a local statue or some interesting historic object, you know, on the town square or somewhere not too far. And it will ask you to write some answer about it. Well, if you fill up this passport and turn it in, you get a great bag, one of those clear stadium tote bags filled with goodies from all these communities shipped to you.
Oh, wow.
It will arrive at your door. So that's fun. People are really enjoying this. It's hashtag Adventure290 on Facebook. You can just search Adventure290 and get started. The link is right there in Facebook, but it's also on each chamber's website. And that's a fun thing to do with your family and friends.
It's a day trip right there.
It's a day trip. And actually, it takes more than a day. A lot of people say they'll go out Saturday and do a few hours, and then go out Sunday the other direction and do mm-hmm. a few hours. And so there's a lot to see in these small towns.
Yeah. The great thing is, like, a lot of times, like, you know, it's right here. It's like, you never think about
that's
going
right.
to do these things, and it's right here.
That's right.
In the community.
And you may not have taken the time to yeah. get out for a few years, so you really don't know what's new in each mm-hmm. of these towns. And if you haven't seen the new things in Chapel Hill or Carmine, for example, you really don't know. In Burton, there's just a lot of new cool things.
Oh, that sounds awesome, actually.
Yeah. My kids, I'll leave this passport with you,
Craig. My kids would probably like to do that.
They would.
I'm telling you.
Kids
so,
love
you
a hunt.
There you go.
Love it.
There we
All
go.
All ages.
All right. And then, of course, you guys have a little something else, another you do these seminars every so often
yes.
through the year. You got another one of those
mm-hmm.
coming up.
Yeah, this is a really great one. It's our second in a series. It's called Live to Lead, and it's a John Maxwell leader development experience. And here in Brenham, it's facilitated by Heather Thielemann. And I think most people in the community know Dr. Heather Thielemann, and she will facilitate this. There will be 5 speakers, nationally renowned speakers, John Maxwell himself, Tyler Perry, Carly Fiorina, Daniel Pink, and Deborah Searle. These are CEOs and authors. Now, this is a web-recorded broadcast. We'll be viewing it together in the Blinn College student room, and Dr. Thielemann will additionally really help people zero into their hearts. And this will be life-changing for people. They will get messages from this experience that will round out their year and set them on the best path for the new year. It happens on Wednesday, December 5th, and it's just a half a day. All the information is on the Chamber website. We know that everyone that comes to this is going to be greatly impacted. The last one was just amazing. I imagine everyone from that will return, and we hope that new people will also take advantage of this local event.
All right, and people need to sign up for this one to go?
Yes, yes. They could. They can purchase tickets online on BrenhamTexas.com, the chamber website. There is a featured graphic on the homepage about this. They can follow that, click the link, and register right there.
All right. And if they have questions for this, who do they contact about it?
Call us at the chamber. Any one of us can answer. You can call 979-836-3695 or send an email to info@BrenhamTexas.com. That's our general email box. info@BrenhamTexas, all spelled out, .com, and reach us that way.
All right. And is there a deadline to get these tickets for this seminar?
Oh, for sure. At least a few days, 3 or 4 days prior. So okay. Make it a point to do this by the end of the month, December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so we can have all the seating arranged.
And this is the chamber event. Is this just for chamber members?
No, it is for the whole community. In fact, it's being marketed statewide.
Okay.
So a lot of people will come to this John Maxwell, as you know, nationally renowned speaker and motivator. And then locally with Dr. Heather Thielemann facilitating, a lot of local people will want to take advantage of this. But it is a statewide audience.
All right, so everyone's welcome to go and just
Everybody.
And just get some good information
about
life, right?
It is. It will help you to set goals and find the leader within yourself and leave you with messages and impact that will help you strategically as a leader. And we're all leaders, not just in our offices, but in our homes, in our churches, you know, in everything we do with our local schools. So really, this is information for everyone to use.
All right. Sounds like a good event. And once again, what day is that going to be?
Wednesday, December 5th. So please go ahead and check the chamber website right now for information, www.BrenhamTexas.com. If you're not really sure, just think about it and do register by December 1st or 2nd.
Mm-hmm. You say it's a half-day event. Is that going to be a morning event or is it an afternoon event?
It is from 1 to 5.
1 to 5. So,
actually, check in starting at 12:30. So just block your afternoon, you know, have a quick lunch and come on out to this event.
All right. There we go. Sounds a good time. Anything else coming up that we need to talk about?
We will be back next month with even more information.
Yeah. I know that. there's a big event coming up beginning of 2019
sure.
that people are looking forward to. I'm sure we'll have a little information on then. But the Chamber Banquet is always a fun time. And all right. So
thank you, Craig.
There you go. I guess that's it for us. Again, if people need to talk to you or Shay or anybody at the Chamber, how do they get a hold of you guys again?
Well, I'll give the phone number and email. The phone number is 979-836-3695. We are all our first name at BrenhamTexas.com. So if you want to reach Shay Janner, who coordinates most of these events, her name is S-H-A-E, Shay at BrenhamTexas.com, or me, Paige, P-A-G-E, at BrenhamTexas.com, or just info@BrenhamTexas.com, and that will reach us.
All right. There we go. Paige Michelle from the Chamber of Commerce. I appreciate you coming in and talking with us
today. Thank you, Craig.
And stay warm. We'll see you next time.
That's right.
Bye-bye. There you go. All right. Another Community Corner in the books, of course. We mentioned coming up this Thursday, the Connect After 5 networking event at Cruzy Village. This coming up Thursday, beginning at 5 o'clock. So go in there, 1700 East Stone Street, rub some elbows, drop off some business cards, and get some refreshments and get to know the business owners in the area this Thursday, their Connect After 5 event coming up at Cruzy Village. We'll do it all again next Tuesday, another event happening around the area. I believe next Tuesday we're going to be talking with the Faith Mission, I think, about their Cannery Kitchen Thanksgiving meal coming up next Tuesday. We may have some other guests coming in as well. But if you have some events coming up in the very near future, let us know about it on the Community Corner. If you want to get on, be interviewed, and have your information out there, give us some time, at least a couple weeks in advance. 3-4 weeks would be the best to get these things booked up. And we do book them up pretty far in advance to make sure we have everybody scheduled at the right time. But call us here at the office, 979-836-3655, or email Holly at promotions. That's promotions@ktex.com. All right, she does all the booking for these events, so get hold of her and get you on the Community Corner right here on KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7.